Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Good morning, NoCo. I wish everybody out there having half the start to the day that Ryan Kelly is. Have a day, young man.
Ryan's on fire, and it's permeating through into our booth. I felt kind of electric when I got in today, and then he came in. Both did the yawn, stretch, and scream, and now I think we're ready to go. Sometimes you just need to scream in the morning.
That is true. There's nothing better than a good scream in the morning.
It's true, and stepping on a Lego will do that. That is right outside. Or my cat. Tensity always lodge.
What's the cat's name?
Karai.
Oh.
That was a Ninja Turtle's sister. she will plant, you know, the hairball she coughs up right under where I step to get out of the bed. So that's the first thing you get between your toes
disgusting.
If she's got one, yeah.
Thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah. God. Coming up in hour number two here.
You work with cows, and you go, stepping in a hairball? You shove your arm up the keister of
There's
cows.
There's a reason that they stay outside.
That's...
Animals don't belong in the house.
Oh, you dumb little redneck.
They do not belong inside. I'm sorry. Animals just don't.
I understand that mindset.
Oh,
I knew
sure,
a lot of
sure
it. No,
do,
I knew a lot of grumpy
hippie.
Old men growing up that way.
That's true. I just don't think they do. Our Happy Life Gardens poll question today. Do you have any tattoos? What are they? Desiree chiming in saying, I have 10. Count them, 10. Just got two new ones at the NoCo Tattoo Convention over the weekend. Don't know how I missed that.
I don't either. Caitlin says she has Felix the Cat on her left ankle. It's always interesting to hear what people will have for tattoos. Different things mean different things to different people. That's deep. I'm going to get that printed. Different things mean different things to different
That's
people.
That's all I got.
Life
sorry
is like
about
a lot.
There's dynamite dropping, Brian.
Shrimp,
yeah. Yucatan shrimp. You got.
But we want to know, what is your tattoo? It's as simple as just telling us what it is. Or if you want to really make us happy, show us a picture of it. And you can do that on our social media pages. I have it on mine. It's on Good Morning NoCo. It's on the KFK page. It's on Tanner's page. You tweeted it out as well. So there's lots of places where you can let us know about your ink and a picture if possible.
Mysterio chiming in here on the text line. Eight tattoos and a 3/4 sleeve, including a mustache on my finger.
I've seen that before.
I think that I would have a better mustache if I just
tattooed
one on my
finger.
But
I like that, Mysterio. That's right. Kind of cool.
Well done. All right, coming up hour number two. I'm sure Brian's got a couple of fun, wacky stories that I can't wait to hear about coming up.
Oh,
you've
I'll
always
help
got
us.
It. Yeah, you've
I'll
always
help
got
us.
It.
Yeah, I got it. You can read somebody's. You can tell a lot about them by the way they spread their mail.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could buy that.
All right.
All right. We're also going to dive into a couple of Trump-back Republicans are just getting ran in the polls right now. What does that mean? We'll dive into that, as well as gas prices continue to skyrocket. All that, we'll get you informed. We'll have some laughs along the way.
Yeah, those sound like fun topics.
It's Good Morning NoCo. The people need to know about it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Thanks, Raquel. We'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, can I get a definition of night, please? That would be the dark time of the day.
Tanner's firing on multiple cylinders today. Not eight, but multiple.
I was so proud of myself. By 2:40 yesterday, I had had the most productive day. I mean, every aspect of my job was done and was done right. Everything was smooth yesterday, popping, you know, getting a lot of these great local businesses to come
in
and do some advertising.
Feeling
good. And then had to go see the cattle. We've got some out on grass that we're having some issues with, so we had to rein them in. And I'm chasing this, you know, huge bull in and stuff like that. I fell going over a fence.
Did the bull stop and laugh?
Yeah, he did. I think I'm the first person ever to chase cattle with dress shoes on. I would like to say, I think that I would call Guinness on that one because I had my dress shoes on.
straight from the office. Right into the pasture.
Yeah. But I'm dragging a little bit today. I took too long of a nap yesterday afternoon.
And then sitting up and watching the avalanche, too.
I stayed.
And there was a lot of excitement. There was a lot going on yesterday. And mix that in with the real life of somebody who raises cows. I mean, seriously, that's a lot in itself, yet alone throwing in a regular job to go on top of it.
Well, I got to throw a big shout out there to my my dad, Terry, and my brother, Tori. They helped me out so much with the cattle. I tease them and call it Tanner's Cattle Company, but they do 90% of the work. I'm the money behind it, which we all know is also false. But no,
that's what works here, too. Yeah. I like this.
That is right. Enough about me, Brian. That's not what people are wondering today.
No, they're not. But what they really want to know is,
what day is it?
What day is it today?
Uh-oh.
We want to know.
Guess what day it is.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What day is it, Mike?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What day is it today?
Guess what day it is.
Well, it actually ties right into what Tanner was just talking about.
In a sense,
you talked about how you were counting on your dad and your brother and so forth. I know as somebody who has a brother, there's nobody I love to mess around with more. Yeah. There's nobody that I like to play with more. There's nobody who makes me laugh like my brother. And today is Brother's Day.
It
is Brother's Day today, and I know how close you and your family are, and you and your brother, you know, tighter than tight can be.
That's right. It's something special when you're born with a built-in best friend.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. And big shout out to Tori today then.
And a big shout out to my brother Mike. We will always disrespect each other properly. And still to this day, at this age, I'm in my upper 50s, my brother's pushing 60, and still, as soon as we see each other, somebody tackles the other.
Is that right? So I've been going with the leg kicks for some reason.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been messing around. Leg kicks. We're big UFC fans, and had a couple of adult beverages watching one, and I kept throwing the leg kicks at him, and he had finally had enough, and he swept my leg that was on the ground, and I went flat on my back, and everybody got a good laugh out of it. So
ours is always a surprise takedown. You try to get the other one when they least expect it.
Whose turn is it?
I am way overdue to nail him.
Is that right?
He gets me more often than I get him.
All right.
Last time I really got him good was we were leaving the Christmas Eve church service. The Lutheran church we were going to with my parents was on top of a big hill. And I got my brother and rolled him down. And my parents just said, oh, my God, will they ever stop? You know, they don't expect that going on. It's also National Scavenger Hunt Day. Those were always fun when you were a kid. And even as adults, doing adult scavenger hunts?
Infuriating, but I love them because I am one of the, like, I watch too many crime shows. I feel like I'm going to be the lead detective, and when I can't figure it out, it really, really grinds my gears.
Well, it's fun to do one of these where you plant different things at different bars, and you've got to go and then go on a scavenger hunt. It's just another way to
say. Can it be at the bottom of a bottle?
Absolutely.
I can find that.
I was looking for worms one day, and I just hit every tequila bottle in sight. It's National Escargot Day, one of those foods I would never touch in my life. Ryan, do you eat escargot?
Ryan definitely does.
No, I've never, but I would try.
I figured
what
you
is
might.
It?
Snails.
Ew.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard it's good.
Yeah. Bring me my steak.
There were enough other things on the ark. I don't need to go there. It's also National Yucatan Shrimp Day. Never had that either. And again, I know of their peninsula. I didn't know of their shrimp.
Geography bomb.
And it's also National Wyoming Day today.
Woohoo.
So yay, Wyoming. Thanks for coming on board. We're really glad you're here.
Did you see the wind just start picking up there a little bit more?
Certainly did because of the celebration. Yeah. Birthdays today. Happy birthday to Bob Dylan. He's 81 years old today.
81?
81. He sounded that way since he was 30. Patti LaBelle, another great vocalist, 78 years old today. Priscilla Presley, man. Marcilla. She's 77 years old today. Happy birthday, baby. Octopus in the Spider-Man movies, Alfred Molina, is 69 years old today. Actress Kristen Scott Thomas turned 62. John C. Reilly, who I find hilarious, he's 57 today. Do you like him?
I do. I was going to try an impression, but I need to test run this first.
All right. Radar from MASH, Gary Berghoff, is 79. Country singer, songwriter, and former NFL football player Mike Reed is 75. Today, Mike Reed had number one hits called Old Folks with Ronnie Millsap, and he had several other big hits on his own after he quit playing for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Right.
He went into country music. Roseanne Cash, Johnny's daughter, great singer of her own, is 67 years old today.
That is incredible that she's 67.
It is. And, dude, Tommy Chong, man. Tommy's 84 years old today. So happy birthday, Tommy. Light up some birthday candles.
I bet he does.
I bet he will, too. If it's your birthday, a big happy birthday to you as well.
All right. That's what day it is. Yucatan shrimp.
Yeah. I don't know what the ingredients are in Yucatan shrimp.
I misspelled that horribly, by the way.
Did you really?
Yeah. 4 tablespoons. That doesn't look terrible.
What? What do you got?
It just looks like... grilled shrimp, that's all it is?
There's got to be more to it.
This is a dinner to evoke deep summer when the... I don't need, like, that. Shrimp tossed in garlic butter made fiery with Indonesian sambal?
Well, this actually sounds good.
And jalapeno cut by lime, fragrant with cilantro. Yeah.
Butter, lime, and Yucatan sauce? Yeah, I'm in. Okay, yeah, okay, let's go to the peninsula.
Okay, we'll be headed there now.
I
couldn't point it to you where it is on
no,
the map.
No, I have no idea.
Okay, good.
I think it's north of that one place.
I was impressed that you dropped that, the Yucatan Peninsula. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. 6:50 the time. I know we'll
check
come back.
Check out the brain on Brian.
Yeah, look at him go this morning. Let's hear from you today on our J9 Agency's text line, 888-530-0043. The J9 Agencies have been doing it right in Northern Colorado since 1997. That's right. Almost 25 years they've been here in Northern Colorado helping you with your insurance needs. It's not like one of those where you got to call this big 1-800 number and you don't know who you're going to talk to. Terry and the crew over there, he just keeps adding great pieces to that staff at J9. The incredible people to work with. The type of people that you want to set meetings with and go in. Hey, let's get this set up right the right way. It's the J9 Agencies, 6:50 the time now. Good morning, NOCO, presented by Air Solutions on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Smash Mouth? I thought so.
I don't know what I need. I need to get in the rhythm with this music. It's throwing me off. I haven't heard it. I didn't know one of these songs played so far today.
I didn't. I knew the band.
I
can pick that up. I knew everything else.
I figured you had at that point.
Sometimes it's about me. Get all my stuff out from 6 until 7, and then it's your show.
Well, that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
It's both of our shows.
Okay.
It's teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Sure does, Coach.
Any responses on our Happy Life Gardens poll question?
Samantha just showed, I thought it was kind of cool because tattoos have meaning. We're wondering what is our Happy Life Gardens poll question. Do you have a tattoo? That's a yes or no question. If so, what is it? You could explain that, or you can show us a picture of it, which Samantha did. She got a tattoo of a little, it's like a little baby elephant that when she got her girl Lily.
Okay.
She did this tattoo. Well, she didn't do it. She had somebody do it for Lily when they adopted her. So that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah,
I love that. Was pretty good artwork. The tattoos that you can't tell what the hell they are.
Oh, I love seeing bad tattoos. I sit and visit with my buddy about tattoo cover-ups because he's had to cover up some awful tattoos.
I have never understood getting somebody else's name tattooed on you.
That's quite a commitment.
I don't get it. I've been dating my girlfriend for 3 years now. I see it going that way, everything like that. Nope, not happening. Not getting that name tattooed anywhere on me. I just
totally understand.
I don't understand the appeal to it. Have you ever thought of it? Have you, no?
Of having my wife's name tattooed on me?
Or is it? I suppose I should.
No, it is. It isn't, but I wouldn't hesitate at this point in life.
Right.
You know, and look, I'm...
You're on the downhill slide.
Yes, it's happy hour in the clock of life for me.
That's a good way to look at it.
Exactly where I'm at, and I like it there.
You're going to ride my youth into your golden years.
Damn right I am. I absolutely am. And somebody said, well, what do you mean about that? I said, look, if there's anything that's going to be later in the evening, anything that requires energy and stamina, anything like that will be... Tanner's gig.
That's right.
What I'm counting on.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm
here for.
How this
is going to work. Care for your elderly, young man.
I've got your back, buddy. I've got your back.
And the cool thing is, even with the age difference, we are like bros, so it is kind of cool.
That is very true. Brian, talk to us about a couple. One of the great sponsors here on the program.
I'll do that. Hooked on Phonics can help you with your speech impediments. Either that, or maybe you just need to go have a drink. Why not stop by Syntax Precision Spirits in downtown Greeley? Yes, if you've got a case of the Tanners and just can't spit it out, maybe you need
keep going to that library, Brian. Just keep going to that library.
I'm doing that. I'm giving them their money's worth, Heather and the gang, at Syntax Precision Spirits. Love the place. Love the people in there. They've got great ideas. They are constantly coming up with new things. And go and try the truly handcrafted, made right here in Colorado spirits that they have to offer. 706th Street in downtown Greeley, Syntax Precision Spirits.
Well, it's pretty cool, too, with some of their summer some of the summer stuff that they've got coming out. I apparently do need to go see that speech impediment person, because why the hell can't I get my
words
out this
morning?
You're
getting your merge mixed up.
But some of their summer cocktails that are coming out, they grew a lot of the ingredients themselves.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool that they do keep it all local and organic in that way.
Just another reason to check them out, because it is a very unique experience.
It is.
And they're very unique spirits.
Yeah, we're looking at doing some reviews of some of the whiskeys and things like that. Some of the spirits down there.
Yeah,
we're
going to
do it
work.
Later in the afternoon. I was talking with Heather yesterday. I said, maybe we can do this and not drink before 9 a.m.
Who hasn't heard of bagels and bourbon? I mean, that's...
I would like to invest in that. 6:35 the time. You want to invest, text us at 888-530-0043. Coming up next, we got What Day Is It? But first, bottom of the hour, News and Weather Center.
And welcome back, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. You are listening to Good Morning NoCo. My name is Brian Gary. His name is Tanner Schwint. Ryan Kelly producing. And that's little Beyonce and Dixie Chicks to get you going this morning.
That's what that was?
Oh, yeah. Saw the look on your face like you bit a lemon.
Yeah.
And I was like digging it, which is fun. Yeah. This is going to be a good time with this show.
Not for me there.
Yeah, well,
that's all right.
Should I comment each?
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah, you
each
do.
Time. You, yeah, it's a
yeah,
good
you
point.
Might as well.
Yeah. You got no rhythm, do you? You just got no soul in you.
Well, that's not true. I just don't think Beyonce and the Dixie Chicks are very good.
They're wonderful. There's millions of people who would disagree with that, and several who would agree. Yeah,
several. Is that the proportion we're going with? Millions against several? I don't know about all that.
No, you're probably right with a lot of the audience. Yeah, there's no question. Look, I have a wide spectrum of musical tastes.
That I do know about you.
Yes.
I do too, but the stuff that I don't like, I hate.
So you don't like things that make you dance?
That doesn't make me dance. That makes me want to take my headset off.
Really?
Yeah, that was not good.
Oh, that makes me want to dance. That's one of my kitchen cooking, bounce around kind of songs right there.
And I mean, classic Dixie Chick songs, I don't mind. But those two together, that was... Ew. Am I the only one who feels like it?
It could be just you, but also you're the one that recommended Lil Durk yesterday, so I'll just leave it at that.
I recommended Morgan Wallen on Lil Durk.
Okay. Regardless, it's still a terrible song.
And did I ask you to play what part of that song? The Morgan Wallen part. So I rest my case. What?
Where is that part?
It's the best part of the song.
To you.
Okay.
Bye.
Well.
Bye.
Things are going to get a little feisty in here today.
Apparently, just because I said I didn't like Beyonce.
It was the Dixie look. Chicks. It was the look I get when you start talking about news. It was that same kind
Speaking
of thing.
Speaking of which. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we need to get into something important here.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was vandalized yesterday while I was on the air. Shut up. I was vandalized while I was on the air yesterday. I got a phone call that said that there was some commotion going on in my home. I got home to find a guilty rat terrier. I was informed that somebody had decided to tear up and eat the carpet on the steps going into my basement.
And this sounded pretty... I mean, it sounded bad when he first got the call.
Oh, it sounded terrible. And I got home, and yes, the dog didn't scrape up a rug, didn't do anything that. Actually went to the carpet. I don't know if it had like a little bug that it was going after and then just kept digging, but dug through the pile of carpeting, all the stuff underneath it, all the way down to the wood. There's just this big hole with a pile of stuffing beside it. It looked like some type of bird had come in and nested right beside my stair where all of this carpet fiber had been chewn out and laying there. And my dog, Chevy, who's usually the guilty one, but he's old and deaf now, and I don't think he's got it in him. He narks on himself. When you walk in, tail down, curled up in a ball, trying to walk and get away from you.
I love that about dogs.
Yeah, but he was happy. Okay. Dante, my poodle, really too dumb to pull this off. He's a smart dog, but wouldn't be able to do that. Luna, on the other hand, the rat terrier, just looked guilty.
She's about the only one with enough energy to go do that, too.
She is. She's still a puppy. She's just two. And, she did it. She dug a big hole in there.
So we had talked about remedies before you left the station here yesterday. You said you thought you had something in the garage for it. You said it's going to look terrible, but... you know, it'll be better than it was.
I thought about...
Did you work on it?
I FaceTime my wife and show her, and then I don't really have to cover anything up. She said, bad dog over FaceTime.
Okay.
Yeah, I did, because this is not the first time. Every time my wife leaves, the dog does something. Last time, it was Chevy, the lumpy deaf one, who wasn't lumpy and deaf at the time, was very strong enough to eat the fur, the stuffing out of a turtle ottoman I had that I loved, that I had bought.
That's
at some
not even
store.
A year ago, is it? Because
no.
You were, yeah.
Yeah, tore that bad boy up. Years ago, I had a dog named Sinatra who ate a 2-pound bag of Hershey's Kisses that were left on the table. And you know, they say it's deadly to dogs. All it did to him was made it easier to clean up the poo in the backyard, because every dog turd had a Hershey strip sticking out of it like a kiss, and I could just go and pick him up out of the yard. It was incredible. Actually, a great idea.
There's your dog turd joke at 6:27 in the morning.
It's not
I like
even
that
a joke. It's a true story. Like, I'm the only one who's dealt with this.
I would venture to guess.
Yes, I probably
you
am.
You probably are. That's right. 6:27 the time. Good morning, NoCo, on a Tuesday morning. Get at us here on the text line, 888-530-0043. Give me your thoughts on Nazem Kadri last night. Just an incredible win for the Colorado Avalanche. Are they a shoo-in now? Are they going to be the Stanley Cup champs? Text us there as well. Happy Life Gardens poll question. What are the tattoos you got? You know, let us know what the tattoos are, the strangest ones. If you've got the ability, if it's nothing too bizarre, go ahead and drop us a picture up on our Facebook.
I'm all for bizarre, man.
At Good Morning NoCo, 6:28 the time. More when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFK.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Let's get it going on a Tuesday morning. How are we doing, Northern Colorado? I am Tanner Schwint. That is Brian Gary. We are live from the Allo Communications Studios.
As live as can be this morning.
Ready to
after
roll.
The damn Avalanche go late last night, but oh, was it worth it?
It was more than worth it.
Oh, buddy, I am pumped today.
Poetic justice for Nazem Kadri last night as he comes out firing.
Wow.
A hat trick for Kadri after the Blues fans. There was had to be police officers stationed outside his door at the hotel ever since game three ended. And he comes out and gets a hat trick. I mean, he takes the cheap shot from the Blues. It resulted in one of his goals, ironically enough.
Yeah.
And, man, there was a time I froze my TV as they were going there. I paused it. And just all of the number ones that he was getting from the St. Louis Blues fans. And he's doing the
he's
can't hear
it
you.
On, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We said it yesterday. Why would you wake a sleeping giant? I don't understand it. And the Blues did that, and the Avs flexed their muscles last night.
Well, they did. But if you missed it, this was an incredible game because it came in waves.
Yes, it did.
It was a very interesting game. At first, hard fought. Blues went up early, and you got that feeling, you know, this might be
here
one of those
games.
Yeah. And then it had the opposite reaction. The Avs got like three goals in a matter of, 4 or 5 minutes?
Yeah, it was four goals in four minutes.
Yeah, it was just insane. And then you're thinking, oh, this is a cakewalk. Well, then the Blues did the same damn thing where they knocked in two really quick to cut it to 4-3. But then Kadri got his hat trick, got his third goal to put him up 5-3. And then it was toast. It was over after that.
Well, and I think it's something worth noting, too. Mikko Rantanen finally breaks his playoff scoreless. It was just it was an empty netter at the end, but maybe something to get him going. I don't know.
I'm all for empty netters at the end because I had Tampa Bay given 1.5, and they got one at the end to go 2-0.
There you go.
But yeah, a great game there. The NBA game, nothing to look at. The Celtics absolutely destroyed the Heat last night.
Wasn't there like 2 minutes left in the first quarter before the Heat made their first shot?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
They had 1 point until about 4 minutes left in the first quarter. It was ridiculous. It was a pounding, and this, even though the series is tied 2 games apiece, it is not an exciting series
because
it's one team beating the hell out of the other.
Yeah.
That's been it.
It seems like that's kind of been the NBA playoffs. Like,
it does.
For the first time ever for me, I can firmly say that I'm watching more hockey playoffs.
Oh, I do that.
Than I am the NBA.
Quite frequently, but I've been watching the NBA, and I think the NBA playoffs, honestly, the best year NBA playoffs was in the bubble. There was no home court advantage. It was just playing against playing. I thought those were the best games. These, we'll see. And now tonight, Dallas will more than likely be done.
Yeah, the Warriors will go sweep that one up. And but listen, the Avs come back to Denver on Wednesday for Game 5. And the best part about that, Brian? The game starts at 6 o'clock.
Thank you, sweet Jesus. Yeah.
So we can stay up and watch the whole damn thing and not regret it in the morning like we are right now.
I hate it when I'm watching. I'm going, puck drop 7:30, and then it's, no, this game going to, it's 7:50, and then it'll be on True TV for a minute, and then we'll switch it over. And then I'm dumb enough to also wear out my remote, flipping over to see what's happening at Pirate Stadium there, and
yeah, you are dumb enough to do that.
We'll just get all the sports frustration
out right here.
2-1 loss to Pittsburgh. Again, you waste a very good pitching performance. He only gave up the two real early, and then that was it. And could not get it going once again. So.
Don't understand it.
No.
I don't know. What did I tell you yesterday?
I don't listen to you, Tanner.
Oh, good. I told you that if the Rockies lose this series against the Pirates, that I would admit that the bus is taking a wrong turn.
That you're going to turn the bus into an aquarium for kids to
maybe
come and see. And
maybe.
Check out the
something's got to change because it's just pathetic. I mean, where did the offense go? It's like Thanos snapped, and then all of a sudden, there goes the offense. They can't buy a run right now.
Well, they're not hitting in clutch situations. You saw it again last night. There was a chance C.J. Cron came up with two runners on base, and it's like clutch hit right here. We got this game. You know, clutch hitting would do it, and we haven't been getting that. And you can bring up the Chris Bryant thing over and over, but there's many other teams that lose a star player, and they're able to fill that gap and end up keep winning. Hasn't happened. Long season, and it could be a really long one.
It's looking like it's going to be 19-22 now for the Rockies as they lose 2-1 to the Pirates last night. Chad Kuhl had a 30-pitch first inning. I mean, he was chaotic all over the place and only gave up one. And I thought when that happened, okay, they've got a shot at this. But Tyler Kinley gives up a run in the eighth inning, and the Rockies lose this game.
I think here's the deal. If they lose this series to the Pirates, you need to get a tattoo of a Rockies bus on you somewhere.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But it does lead me to the Happy Life Gardens poll question of the day. Yes, it is. Our Happy Life Gardens poll question has to do about ink. I'm a tattoo guy. I got my first one when I was 30. And then I have four now.
I would have guessed it was earlier than that for you.
No, I was a clean boy.
You were a mischievous little guy, though.
I was. mischievous little guy. Hey, look at that little guy.
He's little mischievous. Brian. A little mischievous.
Anyway, we want to know about your ink this morning. Do you have a tattoo? If so, what is it? And on our social media pages, feel free to post a picture of your tattoo, of your favorite one or whatever. I want to see the ink today. Do you have a tattoo? Yes or no? If so, what is it? And if you can, post a picture on social media on our web pages.
That makes me nervous.
No, well,
I'm just going to be honest with you. That makes me nervous.
Yes, sir. Look, we might get a turtle on a butt or something like that could happen. Not that I know somebody who has that, but
you definitely do. Why? Oh my goodness, Brian! You're opening up
an interesting circle, Tanner. Interesting circle.
See, Facebook doesn't scare me as much, but I'm about to tweet this out.
Oh, bring them on! We want to see the ink. It's beautiful.
I am nervous.
People have incredible
about
ones. The responses. What parts gonna, you're going to see? People aren't going to do that. They're going to show us their ink. People get very proud of it. My daughter has one of the coolest. She's got a cow on her thigh.
Nice.
That is just, it's a really cool looking cow. She just loves cows.
Cow farm.
So she did that. I've got a Viking. I've got a Twinkie on a mountain. I've got a dream catcher with beads in it signifying each of my children and grandchildren. And then I've got a microphone to signify me going into the Country Radio Hall of Fame. So they all mean something to me.
I don't have any.
I figured
that.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you take one look at me and say, yeah, that guy doesn't have any tattoos.
Most likely to not have a tattoo.
That would have been
Tanner
me. Yeah, that was actually voted that in the senior yearbook. Ryan, do you have any tattoos?
I got one on my ribs.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a seraphim. It's like a angel, and it's like supposed to be like one of God's henchmen. So I just kind of one of God's henchmen just kind of follow me around all day.
I think that's kind of cool. You got it. Did it hurt where you got it?
Oh my!
Because the way you described it, that's not a great area to get tatted.
It was the most painful thing.
That if
is extremely painful.
How did you know when you wanted a tattoo? Like, what was the defining existential crisis that you were going through that said that, you know what, I want this permanent ink on my body?
Jimmy Buffett has always talked about tattoos, and he said a tattoo is a permanent reminder of a temporary feeling, which is. Which is a good thing to think about.
That's right, Jimmy Buffett.
It was, but he's not a tattoo guy, so that's why he's saying
he's probably dogging on it.
Well, he's saying there are very few things that you permanently would want on you. You know, somebody's name, your favorite, whatever, or this was cute. No, I have a friend who has a tater tot with a frown on it on him, and I said, "What's that?" He said, "It's a hater tot," and then.
Good Lord.
Which I loved, and then I wanted a hater tot. But I got no potato products tattooed on my body anywhere.
Oh, Larry chiming in. Not one. Never saw the need. Rather spend the money on pizza. Good luck making an argument with Larry. I got
no problem, but get a tattoo of a pizza.
I don't know about all that. I don't know. I think we've talked about this. There's only one tattoo that I would ever consider getting. And it would be around one of my fingers. My dad's TLS, I'm TLS, my brother's TLS, and my mom actually was the one who proposed it. Well, let's all go get TLS tatted around a finger. And that would be the only way I think that I would ever get a tattoo. I'm gonna be saggy one day, and I don't want whatever I've got on me sagging there too. But we want to know what you've got on your body.
I am sharing this
today.
Now. Let's get some action on this.
Let's hear from you guys. You can text us at 888-530-0043. That's the J9 Agency's text line, 888-530-0043. Text us there, or you can call us at 970-353-1310. Our Happy Life Gardens poll question: do you have any tattoos? If so, what are they? Go ahead and send us a picture. If it is suitable, you can send it to Ryan first. If it's not, and then he can check it for us. Good Morning NoCo, presented by Air Solution, rolls on next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape.